Welcome to Big, the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Hi, this is David Hochberg of Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage, and I'd like to welcome you to the Biggest Winners podcast, where everybody that listens to this podcast is a winner, because we provide outstanding information, honest information, valuable information that you could take and put into play right now, or you could forward to a member of your family, some of your friends that you like, some of your friends you don't like, but friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors could, if they have any value in this information, please share it with them. And today we're going to be talking about, I'm recording this on the day after the most recent Federal Reserve Bank increased the short-term interest rates again for the third time this year. And the prime interest rate now is at 5%. So what does the increase in the prime interest rate mean to consumers? Number one, if you have any credit card debt, you're going to be paying more next month on your credit card debt, because that automatically, instantaneously impacts your credit card interest rate. If you're going out and buying a car, car loans are based upon the prime interest rate, the short-term interest rate. So guess what? The cost of buying a car is going to go up. So your interest rate to finance a car is going to be a little more expensive. And if you have a home equity line of credit, and this is what the main thing I want to talk about today, is home equity line of credit, also known as HELOCs, you've seen three rate increases within the past 8-9 months. So since the beginning of the year, started out at 4.25. A year ago, it was at 4.25. Now it's at 5. So what does that mean? That means over the past year, if you had $100,000 out on your home equity line of credit, those three increases on an annualized basis just cost you an extra $624.99 a year on $100,000 worth of debt on your home equity line of credit. Why am I using $100,000? Because we pull, I don't know, 50, 60 credit reports, God knows how many credit reports a week, and that is pretty much the average home equity line of credit balance that we're seeing is about $100,000. So if you haven't done anything like rolled that into a fixed rate mortgage, you're paying the equivalent. That $624.99 is the equivalent of a $115,000 mortgage. So guess what? You could have rolled it in, but now you're paying the equivalent. You're paying more in interest at what you could have rolled it in and locked it in at. So here's the biggest point I want to take away right now. If you have a line of credit, a home equity line of credit, and you've had it out for more than 8-9 years, typically these loans are amortized, are interest only, I should say, for 10 years. Then after the 120th month, one of two things are going to happen. I'm not here to scare you. I'm just here to give you honest information and accurate information so you could plan and adjust accordingly. First off, that's going to happen, the loan is going to come due. It all depends upon the type of home equity line of credit HELOC you entered into when you signed all the papers 10 years ago. If it balloons, you have to do something. You either have to take out a new line of credit at a higher rate, because the rates are a lot higher than they were 10 years ago, or you have to pay it off. And a lot of people don't have that extra dough just laying around to pay it off, because if they did, they wouldn't have such a large balance that they had when the home equity line of credit expired. The second thing is it converts into a 20-year fixed loan, which means the payment typically almost triples. And that really puts a crimp in some people's lifestyle. So you go from a $200 payment to a $600 payment, depending upon your interest rate. So if you have a home equity line of credit, I don't know what you're waiting for. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We'll give you a free consultation. I'll give you a perfect example. Talk to an individual. He had a $350,000 mortgage, lives in a $700,000-$800,000 house. Great credit, great income. So $350,000 mortgage, 3.5%. He's been in it about 10 years when rates were super low. He took out the 30-year fixed loan. Great. Challenge is he has a $130,000 line of credit that's coming due. It expired. So what we did was we ran the numbers. We combined the $350,000 first loan with the $130,000 second loan, put him into an interest-only loan because he lives in a $700,000-$800,000 home. He has a ton of equity. Mortgage payment is actually going down $200 a month. He could use that $200 a month to pay down his mortgage or to offset his increase in real estate taxes that just got jacked up $200 to $400 on his house a month. So there are strategies. There are techniques. There are things out there. There are products out there. Just want the opportunity to talk to you about them. So when you get a chance after this podcast, please give us a call, 312-751-1333, 312-751-1333, or go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com. Thanks for listening. And if you found this information valuable, please forward it to all your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors so they could also enjoy the information that we provided. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.